Please note that this episode of Petty Crime South Africa contains descriptions of female ornies and also attempts by investigative authorities to trap victims into admissions of guilt. Violence, armed robbery, assault, hijacking, all words too common in the South African lexicon, so much so that they cast the spotlight away from indiscretions that go unnoticed, lurking in the shadows of society's most pestilent underworld. I want to meet the forgotten victims of heinous acts of inconvenience. Join me, a professional amateur sleuth, as we try to solve the cases that plague ordinary hard-working people and also trust fund beneficiaries. And maybe we can close this chapter of trauma on their lives. My name is Phil DeLange, and this is Petty Crime South Africa. There are times when criminals lead to their own downfall. In this podcast's previous episode, we heard about one particular thief left her parole papers at the scene of the crime. In today's episode, we hear about yet another criminal who seemed to want to get caught.
I foolishly went for drinks immediately after driving from the Eastern Cape to Cape Town. I should have just gone to bed or at least dropped my suitcase at home. I thought my luggage would be safe in the boot. I was wrong. So wrong.
This is Vanessa, an actor portraying the role of Kimberly. Please note that Vanessa is not the actor's real name, and Kimberly is not the real victim's name. We have changed identities to protect the innocent and also to prevent any lawsuits.
When I got back to my car, I found the boot of the car open and noticed the suitcase was missing. I first figured, there goes all my clothes, shoes, and expensive underwear. Goodbye, La Senza.
I have done my research, and it turns out that La Senza is a fashion label that sells high-end women's lingerie and intimate apparel, otherwise known as ladies' onis. These onis have practical purposes in how one wears them, but can seemingly also assist in criminal investigations.
But it was the underwear that actually led to the suspect. I noticed a red panty not so far from the car in a field. So I took a closer look, and it was mine. And then a little further, another bloody panty of mine. And then another. And then another fucking panty. And another, like breadcrumbs on a pathway. It was like a trail of panties that eventually led to a guy sitting under a tree with my suitcase. So I confronted him. Doesn't this guy have the audacity to tell me he didn't steal it and that it was his? I thought he must have been out of his mind. I even pointed out my name on the luggage tag, and he said,
"That's my girlfriend's name."
My name is Jeff.
But he eventually gave up when I said I was going to call the cops. So I got my bag back and walked back to my car, collecting my panties along the way.
In my experience, it is always a bad idea to follow a trail of underwear. However, if you must follow the path of an undie treasure map, I advise that you avoid looking at new underwear that has never been worn, as you'll be heading into uncharted territory. We now turn our attention to Lindy.
It has been a long time, and I have since healed.
Lindy found herself in a precarious position of a decision: to either chase down a common street criminal or watch her belongings disappear into the night like a father going to buy cigarettes. She chose the former.
I was living the student life at UCT. I was hustling with some promo girls for extra cash, and one gig landed me at what was then referred to as the Cape Argus Cycle Tour. And I was stationed at the Powerade stand. My mission was to hand out free Powerade and maybe sneak a few for myself. And parking was a whole saga. No fancy VIP spots for us promo girls. Oh no. We had to ditch our cars in the middle of the road. And so I put my trusty little maroon City Golf, which was aptly named Little Red Riding Hood, way, way down Solari Road under the dodgiest bridges, and then walk all the way to the Good Hope Center. And there I was doing my thing, guzzling my Powerade like it was going out of fashion. And when the end of my shift finally rolled around, I pocketed my hard-earned cash, stashed it in my backpack in between my textbooks and my makeup and my clothing and whatnot, and I set off into the dark abyss of Solari Road. And as I power walked towards my car, I got that classic, you know, that somebody's watching you feeling. So cue the half walk, half run. Finally reaching the safety of my car, I chucked my backpack on the passenger seat and prepared to hightail it out of there. But if you've ever dealt with an old City Golf, you'll know it's not exactly built for speed. First, you've got to deal with that whole immobilizer thing. So it's not exactly a getaway car. And while I was putting the immobilizer in the dashboard, waiting for it to click, 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 so that I could put my key in the ignition, out of nowhere, kaboom, the whole passenger window exploded like it was auditioning for a Michael Bay movie. Turns out Mr. Sparkplug Bandit had been tailing me the whole way from the Good Hope Center. He snatched my backpack out of my car, bolted into the night. And I wasn't about to let some punk ruin my day, so I went full Usain Bolt, launched out of the car, sprinted after him like my life depended on it. Spoiler alert, he didn't see that coming. So as he was looking over his shoulder, going like, what the hell, he tripped over his own feet. My backpack burst open like a piñata, scattering everything everywhere. And luckily, with the help of some good Samaritans, I managed to scoop up all of my things from underneath cars, in gutters, dodging traffic, picked up every single last piece of my belonging and put it back in my bag. Adrenaline was pumping, hands were shaking like a leaf, and one lovely gentleman decided he was going to escort me back to my car. So, Spark Plug Bandit 0, Lindy 1.
As a professionally trained amateur sleuth, I will always advise a person to never chase after a criminal, as they might have some kind of dangerous weapon, such as a gun, a knife, or a rolled-up Kurt Darren poster. So I was naturally suspicious of Lindy. In order to get a complete picture of what happened, I employed the tried and tested method of victim blaming someone who was robbed until they proved me wrong technique. I noticed that you mentioned the spark plug bandit tripping over his own feet. Is it possible that you may have lied a little bit and actually committed acts of violence to make this person fall down? Because I don't think it's actually possible to trip over your own feet. They are attached to your body.
Well, Phil, maybe he had two left feet, and so running was problematic for him. I'm not a violence person. Violence is not in my nature. I mean, I was going to run after him and then just like bear hugging to the ground when I finally got to him. And I don't have weapons on me, so how could I have caused him to trip with, you know, all I had was my, you know, my little running shoes and my will to get my things back.
You mentioned that you are not inherently a violent person, but you also mentioned that you had consumed copious amounts of Powerade, which is... please allow me to finish. Copious amounts of Powerade, I've read, scientifically speaking, could be likened to causing the same amount of aggression as somebody who has taken cocaine. Is it possible that you were out of character and actually intended on violently attacking this individual?
I think you're confusing Powerade with brandy and coke. First of all, the Powerade was free, so obviously you're going to have a lot. And I was tired, it had been a long day, so, and it didn't affect me in any other way other than giving me a lot of energy to run this guy down. So, I mean, I don't think it changed my personality. I think it just gave me that boost of energy that I needed for the task at hand.
Run this guy down, you say?
I mean, chase him down. Chase him down.
Run him down with your car is what you mean.
I would never.
Do you believe in karma?
I do.
I have identified two situations in your story that could be an example of karma. First of all, the fact that you stole all of that Powerade from the expo. Secondly, the fact that you named your car Little Red Riding Hood. Do you think that was the universe's way of punishing you in sending the spark plug bandit to your car?
Well, on the Powerade point, I mean, I just feel like I don't think that I was being paid that much. So there's a whole fridge of Powerade, and they did say that, you know, we could have one. So I just thought maybe I'd supplement my fees by having a couple.
How many Powerades did you have, Lindy? How many Powerades did you have?
It was 2004. I mean, I can't remember how many.
You had 2004 Powerades.
No, it was the year 2004. It was a long time ago. I can't give you an exact number. A few, a couple, a handful, enough to keep me hydrated. And then, you know, I don't really think there's anything wrong with calling your car Little Red Riding Hood.
I think
it didn't call it the Big Bad Wolf.
The Big Bad Wolf was driving the car. Running over spark plug bandits.
No, I mean, he's alive and well somewhere, walking around with a limp because he has two left feet.
Or because you drove over him with your car.
If I drove over him with my car, I would have been taken to jail.
That's a fair point. I think you have destroyed all of my theories. It takes a good investigator to crack a case, but it takes a great investigator to admit defeat. And much like the spark plug bandits tripping over them and Lindy using them to chase down the spark plug bandit, I experienced defeat. If you or someone you know has been a victim of petty crime and would like my assistance to solve the case, please drink 2004 Powerades, download the Strava running app, and run through the city in such a way that your route gets mapped out to spell a message on the app. This podcast is an All Ears FM production, with production from Phil DeLange, editing from Phil DeLange, written and investigated by Phil DeLange, created by Phil DeLange. From me, Phil DeLange, thank you for listening. Petty Crime South Africa. Real people. Petty Crimes.